Good morning, Fort McMurray, Wood Buffalo, and the rest of the world. You've tuned in to the Max City Morning Show. I am your host, Elliot Pierre, and we're going to get this started the same way we get every episode started, with a moment of gratitude. I know that you could be doing a million other things with your time, and the fact that you spend it with us truly does mean the world to me, so thank you. On that note, Tanner, hit him with the intro.
How's it going, you guys? It's Jake White, JJW, coming at you from Norrell Toyota in Fort McMurray. Just wanted to say hi and come on down and check the place out.
Hi, my name is Richard. I'm the service manager here at Norrell Toyota.
Hi there, I'm Adam. I'm here at Norrell Toyota. I'm a product advisor.
Hi, I'm Cass. I'm the appointment coordinator. Happy to help you.
Hey, it's Keith Simpson here. I'm the general manager of Norrell Toyota, soon to be Fort McMurray Toyota. Pretty excited for our new dealership. As you've seen, you met all my staff. These guys are all my family. We're here to take care of you. Come on down and be part of our family.
Do you like fun and games? Do you like supporting the stallery? Check the link below.
And we are back. Big shout out to Norrell Toyota, our title sponsor for today's episode. Really do appreciate your ongoing support. As you know, I don't introduce my guests because they can do a better job of that than myself. So, sir, can you please tell everybody at home who you are and what you're about?
Hello, welcome to Tucson. My name is Ray Flores. I am the president of Flores Concepts and C. Charles Restaurants in Tucson, Arizona.
Now, I know a little bit about this, and so correct me if I'm wrong, but the restaurants that fall under that umbrella, one of them is the oldest Mexican restaurant in Tucson?
So our family has the oldest Mexican restaurant in continuous operation in the United States.
The United States.
And Canada.
Could very well be easily Canada. I would say that's an easy thing to add to the list. And,
okay.
And maybe the Netherlands as well. That could be added.
Yeah.
So yeah, El Charro is 100 years this year, 1922. Started by my mom's great-great aunt, Monica Flynn, who was immigrated here as a young girl from France when her father was commissioned by the Catholic Church to build the first cathedral for the Roman Catholic Church here in Tucson in the 1800s.
Yeah.
So she came out here, and because he was a stonemason and he had a lot of crews of people working, most of those crews were of Mexican descent.
Right.
So she learned how to cook Mexican food to please her father's workers.
That's right.
And then eventually became interested enough to open her own restaurant with it. So she opened El Charro in 1922.
Okay.
Primarily as probably a catering company, really, right?
Right.
Single woman, pretty amazing story. Ran it for around 50 years. And then when she took ill, started to work on who would take it over.
Yeah.
My mom was the younger one in the family.
Okay.
So she moved back here when we were just babies to Tucson.
And where were you?
And we were in California.
California, okay.
And so we moved back here when my mom was when we were babies, my mom took over.
Yeah.
And so it's really a story of two women.
Yeah.
Monica for the first 50 years, and then Carlota, my mom, for the last 50 years.
Right.
Carlota definitely took it to another level.
Yeah.
She became a certified research chef. She really honed her craft. We opened more restaurants. We did expansions. We now have 18 different restaurant properties around the country.
No way.
We have a USDA company, which means we can ship food kind of all over America.
Okay.
So we have food online, like with Gold Belly, which is a national online site for sending food around the country.
Okay.
We manufacture other people. We've had restaurants in airports, stadiums. We had a restaurant at the MGM Casino in Las Vegas that unfortunately closed during COVID. We had to close that.
Right.
But we've been there, done that, and now we're kind of looking at the next chapter. Now that we're 100, like, what do we do next?
Yeah.
No one seems to care about 101 anymore. It's just like you're 100 after that, it doesn't matter.
That's right.
Maybe 125. So
right.
Yeah.
So what do you think?
You know, I don't know. I think I've got a great group of people.
Yeah.
And I think they want to see what's next. So, you know, this year we did the Monica, which we're sitting in today.
Yeah, beautiful, man.
Thank you. Named after Monica Flynn.
Yeah.
Sort of in honor of her. A little French play with some food. We did some different ingredients just to mix it up a little bit. Kind of like what you would find in a mom's kitchen back then, right?
Right.
You know, a mom always made a good burger. She made a good meatloaf. She had a good fried chicken. Mom can kind of make everything.
Yeah.
So the Monica's kind of a testament to mom's cooking.
Right.
And then we partnered up with a guy named Don Guerra.
Okay.
Who you'll hear about if you're traveling around Tucson. Don is a burgeoning legend in these parts. He's an icon already in his, and he's, you know, my age, in his 50s, but he is the bread king of Southern Arizona, of Arizona, and possibly America now, because he just won the James Beard Award, which is like the Academy Award of chefs. Mm. He just won that for America's best baker. So he is now considered the best baker in America.
Okay.
And we have him here as our bakery partner, doing sourdough breads. We developed a pizza dough with his Heritage Grains. I'll bring you guys some pizza.
No, so we had some.
Yeah.
Bro.
So, yeah, so it's good pizza. Yeah, and it's really cool because those grains are grown in Arizona. And, you know, that's it's a desert, you know, environment.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
He's figured out this very hardy grain that's a heritage wheat. And we use that in our bread. We use it in our pizza.
It's unbelievable.
Yeah, it's really cool.
And it doesn't make you feel bloated after you eat it. We tasted two of your pizzas.
Yeah, the gluten content's a little different, too, so it's a little bit better. And you know, it's all about, you know, creating infrastructure and equity in our neighborhood, in our region, in our city, in our state, for people to kind of continue to develop from the land, not bringing stuff over from everywhere else all the time.
Right.
You know, trying to keep within our four walls, if you will.
Right.
So we try and do that as much as possible, and we think his bread program's pretty amazing.
Yeah.
So we're fortunate to have him as a partner.
Yeah.
We've got some great chefs. You met Danny, right?
Yeah.
Danny's a great guy, good family man, and just buys into our commitment to everything.
Yeah.
Okay.
We're going to throw it to an ad really quickly here.
Hi everyone, it's Carrie with Patchouli Rose here at Thickwood Barbershop. If you're wondering what to get your loved one this season for Valentine's Day, I make an all-natural anti-aging skin serum called Good Skin. It's good for men and women, and it's available for purchase here at the barbershop, downtown at the corridor shops and events, and on my website. Thank you for your support.
And we're back. Thank you very much. All right, so owning a restaurant, there's a bunch of different components. You got to cook. Aesthetic, there's a whole bunch of different things to
the music playlist.
That's right. Where do you find your niche in this?
The music playlist.
Yeah. you have some really good music.
I say that because I get into this, you know, we talk about it a lot, like, what does it take? And it is a big picture, right? Because dining is the entertainment of today. I mean, it's what people Instagram, it's what people put on their social media, it's where people go to celebrate. And as you know, the traditional families are changing. More and more people are using dining out as a way to entertain, as a way to connect, as a way to socialize. So our restaurants try and keep a presence for this. Like, we're sitting in a dining room now that might be better for a large group or a large for a large planning for a family.
Right.
But then we have smaller tables that can be put together for two tops and four tops. So we try and create environments that are flexible because human beings are flexible.
Right.
And then we try and add a spice of what we call charroness to everything. So what makes that charro?
Yeah.
So, you know, it's like I could do a pizza and I could buy, you know, 00 flour from one of the traditional Italian flour, you know, producers, and it'd be delicious like it is all around the world.
Right.
But when we did it, we wanted to make a pizza with a flour that was grown in our world, in our little niche of the market. And so using his Arizona heritage grains versus, you know, a really good Italian flour, which are great. I love Italian pizza. Who doesn't?
Yeah.
But, you know, we try and add a charro or a Tucson things to it.
Yeah.
We did a steakhouse where I had beaten cancer. And I learned a lot about, I learned a lot about eating grass-fed meat over traditional, you know, grain-fed or other. And I wanted to do a steakhouse that had all natural grass-fed meat. But, you know, okay, fine, but what's charro about that? Well, it touched my life, but then we said, well, you know, when you go to a steakhouse, you might have a traditional, a bunch of sides, like a cream corn and a cream skin of spinach. Well, what if we put nopalitos, which are like the cactus, you know, that we have here in the spinach?
Right.
What if the street corn was more the Mexican profile with tajin? So we try to add a charro, level of charro to everything we do.
Love it.
And constantly representing Tucson, the heritage of food that we come from, which is heavily in Native American culture, Sonoran border culture, because great profiles of food come from those markets.
That's awesome, man. Well, listen, shorter episodes here, but thank you very much for taking the time to chat with us.
Yeah, thank you guys for coming to Tucson.
Feed us. Amazing. But before I cut you loose, you get a shameless shout out or plug. So you got the mic, the camera, the lights. Have fun.
Shameless shout out or blunt. I would challenge anybody right now to come to Tucson and eat your way around our restaurants. So try carne seca at El Charro. Try the pizza at Monica. Try the steaks at Charro Steak. Try the sandwiches at Barrio Charro. Enjoy your time in Tucson.
There we go. Awesome. Well, for McMurray with Buffalo, the rest of the world, that's been another episode of the Mac City Morning Show. Thank you so much for tuning in. It means the world to me. Big shout out to our sponsors. Thank you very much for keeping us going. We really appreciate that. Everybody at home, I hope you're having a great day, and we'll talk to you tomorrow. Peace.
What a deadly old way to end another morning show. Later, boss.
It's so ballistic.
Talk about quenching your ugly thirst. Really?